All right, I'm happy to welcome my wife, Sarah.
Hey, yo.
Who just legally changed her name after how many months?
Okay, it's not congrats, and some people take years.
So you're right. That's fair. And Ashley Hess, a long time friend, and maybe we should just briefly say how we're qualified to talk about music, and Ashley's probably the most qualified, so go ahead. Okay. She's a musician in Nashville, and you can say whatever else you want to say.
Wait, I have to talk about myself?
Just like, yeah, you know? You're an aspiring songwriter. Is there anything else interesting in your life? No, you don't have to say it. You really don't have to say it.
Well, I am a lot of things. I'm an aspiring songwriter and artist and singer. And I am... I auditioned for
American Idol. Wow, did you really just cut her off while she was...
It's fine. I auditioned for American Idol, but I can play piano by ear, which is, like, way cooler. No, just kidding. Playing piano by ear is great, but also it sucks when someone gives you sheet music, and I'm like, okay, give me, like, 10 minutes. And then they look at me like, do you actually do music? So it's kind of a weird thing. But anyway, yeah, so that's me.
Great. You're kind of downplaying it, though. Maybe we should tell people that the season you're on airs in a couple months, right?
Yeah. Okay, so audition for American Idol, it airs on March 3rd, 2019, which is coming up in, like, a month and a half. So you guys will have to watch and see what happens and see if my opinions are worth anything on here.
Oh, they certainly are, because there's a song you recommended to me many months ago that I still listen to.
Really?
Do you remember? Great. Sarah might know what this song is, but do you remember? You were sitting in my living room on the floor, and you played this song. We were getting ready to listen to Justin Timberlake's album.
I know what it is. I have no idea.
Wow. What is it, Sarah?
It's that, I can't remember his name. Is it Leon something?
Leon Bridges!
Yes, it wasn't the Leon Bridges song?
No, it was Slow Burn by Kacey Musgraves.
Oh.
Which
come
has changed
our lives. Kacey Musgraves. Are we just getting into this
right now? I guess we're just getting into it. I guess I will say this about Sarah. She's been to, like, what, 100 concerts? So you listen to enough music to be qualified, right?
Yeah.
But see, I feel like this is what's tricky is because everybody's opinions are different. Like, you can have the greatest musicians in the entire world all on this podcast, and they would probably still disagree.
I know.
Well, this will be interesting.
That's what makes it fun, though, because then maybe, you know, we will be tempted to try other music.
Because totally subjective.
Coming back to Kacey Musgraves, I would have never listened to that album if it wasn't for you. And now it's
probably
going to win a Grammy, right?
It has to win a Grammy. If it doesn't, I will be shocked. Also, this is a cool thing about living in Nashville. I'm driving. Music Row in Nashville is like 10 minutes from my house. And they have like posters up on like these recording studios that say like, congratulations to this artist. And it's like Kacey Musgraves, Dan and Shay for the Grammy nominations at the studios that they recorded them at or that they wrote them or that they. So it's like, it's wild that it's like all right there.
Wow.
But, yeah, so that's freaking cool.
I was going to bring up Dan and Shay for the 2018.
Oh, there I have. Okay. Also, how are we judging this? Because Grammy rules are like
we're not. Grammys have no part in this. This is our own personal favorites.
Okay, because Grammys are like if the song is released between like it's like October 1st from the year before.
The Grammys make no sense whatsoever.
It's tricky. So I didn't know if we were like considering that.
This is a Grammy free pod.
There are so many things from 2017 that are being considered for the Grammys that are in like my top for 2018. So I don't know if I'm allowed to. I don't know.
Our 2018 is January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2018.
Dang it. Okay.
So
no, that's fair.
Let's start with you, Ashley. What was your favorite album of the year?
Okay.
You want to start with your runner-ups? Feel free to build up to it.
based on, okay, there's so many. So Kacey Musgraves' album is phenomenal, which is interesting because I like country music, but I don't listen to it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that, but hers was one that I listened to all the way through and I wasn't bored. And I wasn't like, oh, I want to change a song. Oh, I want, like, I liked every song. There were certain, like, obviously songs that I loved more than others, but that whole album was just, I was so impressed with that whole album. I also love Leon Bridges' album.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, should we categorize this within, like, genres or just, like, my favorite overall?
Your favorite overall album.
Do EPs count?
Sure, yeah.
Because John Splithoff, that EP that he released.
Slade.
So good, start to finish. It's shorter. Also, wow, I have so many. Ben Rector's album was great.
So are these nominees, yeah, you know, or are these all your favorite?
These are all great albums. I don't know how to pick my favorite, though. Okay.
I mean, you could always rely on the data. You know, data tells all.
Yeah, but data does not always reflect my opinion.
Yeah, but it reflects what you listen to the most.
True. Honestly,
wow.
I don't know. Listen, this is.
Do you want us to come back to you?
Yeah, you need to come back to me.
Go ahead.
I need to think about this. Because I have lots of opinions.
What is Sarah's favorite album?
Can I start with my runner-ups?
Sure.
I really liked Dan and Shay's album. I was going to bring that up. I don't think that they've come out with a bad album. I think all of their albums you can listen to start to finish and just be chill. Do I think that, like, my favorite songs of the year come from their albums ever? No. But it's good stuff. I would also say Justin Timberlake released an album this year.
No way. That's honestly one of my disappointments of the year.
From calendar.
I was going to say,
sorry, guys.
It was still a highlight, but it was nothing compared to
2020.
And so that was disappointing, but we did see him this year, and that was the most amazing.
Concert is a totally separate discussion, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well. Shock, this was a new love for me, but Ariana Grande's album, I really enjoyed. Never really been an Ariana fan until this one.
Ariana.
How the heck do we say her name? I don't even know. Okay, also Charlie Puth, I became a new fan.
All right, let's get to it. Your favorite album.
Shawn Mendes.
Oh.
It isn't in my blood.
I love him.
He's great. Fantastic.
And I wouldn't have guessed that for myself, but that's what happened.
All right. For me, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this, but...
I think I know what you're going to say. Can I guess?
Sure.
Is it Charlie Puth?
It is, yes.
I knew it!
Because I was thinking about all the albums that I added, let's say, more than six songs, right? I can't say that I loved an album if I only added... three songs, and there weren't a ton. There was, I added a lot of Owl City. I'm a huge Owl City fan, but I wouldn't consider that one of his best albums. Like, I enjoy it, but it's by no means would I say that's my favorite album of the year. You know, Justin Timberlake, there were a few. Kacey Musgraves, her album was great, but the album I probably listened to the most. Like, the most songs from the album repeatedly was Charlie Puth. I can probably name seven or eight songs from that I've listened to over 30 times, which is quite a bit, considering how much music there is. I was just looking the other day, so I keep a yearly playlist, and anyone can see this. It's on my Apple Music, where if I love a song, I add it to a playlist for that year. I call it, like, 2018 favorites. And so I have, like, 170 songs in there from 2018 that probably have at least 15 plays or more. So for Charlie Puth to have seven of, like, more than 30, I can't dispute the data, guys. It was just a great album.
So I totally called that.
That's my pick. It's kind of bizarre for a 30-year-old man to say that his favorite album of the year is Charlie Puth, but that was a great album.
Yeah.
He collaborated with a lot of cool people on it, too.
He did. He really did. Yeah, Empty Cups is a guilty pleasure for me.
Totally. I love Empty Cups.
I love that song. Yes.
It's in my top 10. Like,
that melody makes me want to rip my hair out because I didn't think of it. It's so good. It's so catchy.
And it's also another mark of a great album. Are songs that you listen to over and over and over again that will never get radio play, that will never see the light of day on the radio. But it's a song that we all have listened to a lot.
Guys, I don't know how to pick a favorite. Okay, this is also what's tricky, is there are some that were released the end of 2018 that I loved, but I didn't listen to as much because they were released later. You know, that's like perfect. Alessia Cara's album, incredible.
I didn't even know she released one.
Oh, yeah, that's old news.
She is a beast in the best possible way. That is such a weird term, but I don't know a better, like, songwriting, vocally, like, brand-wise. I have so much respect for her. I love Shawn Mendes' album. And I was genuinely shocked because I feel like a creepy cougar because he's, like, 19. And that makes me feel weird. But he is great. His album is great. I didn't love Ariana Grande's album when I first heard it, but the more I listened to it, the more I liked it. It's interesting because there's like, you can hear the different sections of her album based on the producer. Like the Pharrell section is so like totally Pharrell, but then there's like the Max Martin section that's like more pop. So it was really interesting to me, and at first I didn't love it because it felt kind of all over the place to me, but
I almost want to, like, have you look at which songs I added from that album and tell me who the producer was. Like, or, I mean, I'm sure I could look it up. But, like,
well, and it's interesting because if you listen to Ariana Grande's album, like, the interesting, like, funky stuff that's, like, in there is really, really Pharrell. And that's, like, apparent in Justin Timberlake stuff. And it's not always, like, it's not necessarily easy listening. And so I feel like that's why a lot of people are, like, oh, I don't love this. But, like, musically it's really cool because it's, like, I don't know. It's just interesting. Like, Pharrell is a genius in my mind, but his production style is very distinct and very complex at times. But, yeah, I would say, but also, am I allowed to say A Star Is Born?
I was going to bring that up.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that freaking album wrecked
my heart. I added a lot of songs from it.
Yes.
So did I.
Okay, this is supposed to be crappy.
This caught me off guard though, because I added the whole album and I was listening to it at the gym. I think, Sarah, were we together when this was happening? And it freaked us out because I'm like, who's talking to me? But it was like,
They took
some excerpts from the movie of them talking to like preface the song or whatever, and I was
like Shallow, cool.
Yeah, like they talked before it, like, or like, yeah, I don't know, it's just funny because there's like tracks on the album that are just speaking parts, and so I wasn't expecting that. So when I was just listening to it, I was like, who's talking? But
all right, so, and the winner is
I'm stressed.
Commit.
I'm so stressed. That's such
you a haven't committed thing. Either, Sarah.
Okay.
I did. I said Shawn Mendes.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Shawn Mendes.
Okay. For me, it would be Casey Musgraves, Alessia Cara, or Shawn Mendes. Let me think for like 5 more seconds or like 3 more seconds.
Cue the orchestra music. I wish I could edit
really
that in.
I feel justified in my Shawn Mendes pick just because it's in Ashley's top 3, though. I just have to say that.
Okay, but there are some songs on the album that I was not impressed with. So that's why it's tricky for me to pick his as the best overall.
Okay.
But some of the ones on his album were some of my favorites of the year. So, like, Nervous is so Prince vibes to me, and I freaking love that. A 19-year-old kid channeled Prince. That's really cool to me. But Casey Musgraves, man, that album was freaking good. But also Alessia Cara.
Do you hear that? That's the live orchestra telling you to hurry up. Can you hear it?
I literally don't hear anything. Oh, I hear it now. That's so soothing.
And the winner is... It's getting louder!
Alessia Cara.
All right.
I probably listen to Casey Musgraves' album the most. Casey Musgraves and Shawn Mendes Tide. I listen to the most. But in the short time that since Alessia Cara has released her album, I've listened to that so many times. And I feel like I relate to her writing the most. So I'm going to pick Alessia Cara.
I'll have to give that another listen. I briefly dabbled and it didn't grab me, but based on your recommendation, I will give it another shot.
But here's the thing is I'm also really creepy and I love Alessia Cara and she was dating this artist that I love. And the whole I feel like a lot of the album is about their breakup.
Oh.
And so I feel like I'm a part of it, even though I'm not, because I know, like, I love her and then I love that artist. And so, like, yeah.
I think I would like it, but I didn't know it was released. I don't know where I was.
What songs would you recommend? Like, if you had to say, try these two songs.
Well, okay, personally, her song, 7 Days, I think is brilliant. Her writing is just really cool to me. Because she'll write about real things. Like, the first song I heard of hers was Here, and I was super impressed by it because it's like, the production was incredible. The song is cool. She's singing about how she's at a party that she doesn't want to be at. Like, it's not a popular thing to sing about. But 7 Days I loved. What was that? So, her. It's funny because her singles weren't my favorite from the album.
That's what we need.
What?
The songs that aren't the singles, the deeper dives on the album. That's what I wanna be recommended.
7 Days I loved.
7 Days?
Yeah, 7 Days I loved. I Don't Want To I loved. Nintendo Game is cool. My Kind I loved. A Little More, she produced by herself in her bedroom. So that's
wow. That is cool.
And then Not Today, I loved as well. So.
All right. Well, that's an interesting mix there. Charlie Puth, Shawn Mendes, and Alessia Cara. Those are all worth checking out.
And they're all youngins, guys.
Hopefully there's much more to come from all of them.
Seriously.
Let's stay on the theme of favorites, but let's just move into individual songs. Favorite songs. That you listen to over and over and over again that you'd recommend from 2018. Sarah?
This is not original, but The Middle was a fantastic song, and I'm not over it. It's still good.
You're right. It is still very good. And also worth, in regards to that song, is the New York Times YouTube video about it. Fascinating. Yeah, story about how it was made.
Well, remember when we were supposed to go see them perform it in Vegas and then we bailed because it was at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, sorry.
3 in the morning, but you had already bought tickets. You know, my bad.
Don't remind me. I totally forgot about that. That was a bummer. The Middle, excellent choice. Here's a deep dive for me. Sarah's probably heard this one a lot because she lives with me, but there's this song called The Real Ones by... I don't know how to pronounce the band name. It's like, it looks like The Wildlife, but there's some letters missing. Man, that is the lead singer. It's not really a boy band. It's just a band. But the lead singer has such a unique voice, and they have this kind of hybrid electronic punk rock sound. I listen to that song a lot. That is one is, I'm pretty sure I've shared it with you guys, but I love that song.
Wait, the what's Real it called one. Again?
The Real Ones. Let me see if I can pull it up. On my Apple Music here. I don't know how I even stumbled upon this song, but it cracked my top 25. So I made a smart playlist on iTunes of just the top 25 songs that I listened to the most from 2018. And this one is like number 12. Let me see if I can just pull up a little. Is this loud enough? Can you hear it? See if I can skip ahead here and give you a better taste.
I heard this song in our car like every day for the last time.
He's got such a weird voice, but it's like this unique kind of Tom DeLonge, Blink-182 vibe. I like it. If you like that kind of music, which a lot of people don't, but.
I don't know how to pick a favorite. Okay.
You don't have to pick a favorite. We're just talking about favorites, okay. Plural.
Okay, yay. I'm glad that it's plural. This is the thing, is I can't pick one favorite. I'm the most indecisive person on the planet, and they're my favorites for different reasons.
I'm going to cut you off for just a second. Let's add this. Let's add why it's one of your favorites. Rather than just spitting out songs, you got to tell us why specifically you stick with that song.
Okay. Slow Burn was one of my favorites of 2018 because it's so beautifully written, but it's so simple, like production-wise. Did you know she was on drugs when she wrote it? LSD. That she should call that, like, whole album just drugs.
Drug. LSD. Singular. One trip. Drug.
Post-trip. Mushrooms. Oh, man. But see, then it makes me think, I'm like, do I have to do drugs to make great music? I sure hope not.
Try. It doesn't hurt. I think that's been proven over time.
Sarah Biamonte said, or Biamonte.
We don't know. We're still trying to figure that out.
When you don't know your last name. Is there a way to know in life? Okay, also, In My Blood is a fantastic song.
Shout out to Teddy Geiger.
It isn't in my blood.
So is that your favorite off the Shawn Mendes album?
I think it's his best off of the album.
Why is that one of your favorites from that album, both of you?
It's not one of my favorites from the album.
Oh.
It is, like, as far, if you're looking at that song as a songwriter, that song is, like, basically perfect. In my perspective.
Why?
Because it's specific enough that, like, you can tell what he's talking about, but general enough that anybody could relate to it. Because he's talking about, like, feeling anxiety, feeling lonely, but, like, he specifically mentions things that, like, reel you in, that you can picture it, but then also, like, you can relate it to something that you've experienced that's not the same exact thing he was experiencing, you know? Which is great, which is what you want to do as a songwriter. But then also, like, the melodies are great. The build, like, how it, like, the chorus is, like, kind of, or the verse is kind of mellow, the pre-chorus starts to build, and then the chorus is just, like, this big, like, it's just, it's so good, but it's just, It Isn't In My Blood is basically the whole chorus, and then he has, like, a post-chorus, he adds that second half, but just repeat it over and over and over, and everybody's gonna remember that, and it's just so great. It's a great song. I also loved Nervous because of Prince Vibes.
I did like that song.
I love Nervous.
I get a little bit nervous. Also, Lost in Japan is another fantastic song.
I like Particular Taste.
She's got particular taste.
Where Were You in the Morning? That was good.
John Mayer helped produce that.
That always helps.
It does. He also helped produce that song he did with Julia Michaels.
Why is it, this is a bit of a sidetrack, but why is John Mayer a love-hate? There's no middle ground.
Because people love to hate him.
Why? How could you hate him? I don't understand that.
Because of his whole Jessica Simpson phase.
Whatever.
When he was
I forgot about that.
Questionable. Yeah, his judgments were pretty questionable during that phase of life. Okay, this is actually really funny, though, and I need to find this because my friend Mike McClellan, who produced my song Running, plug for my song, go listen to Running by Ashley House.
Where can we find it?
Ashley's music in here. That's worse.
Wait, but listen, he broke down the song Lost in Japan because he said, I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan tonight. And he's like, okay, if you're a couple hundred miles from Japan, these are your options of where you'd be. And he said, if he's 200 miles from Japan, he's either in the middle of South Korea, on the Russian island of Sakhalin, or he's floating in the Pacific Ocean or the Sea of Japan. Like, it was really funny because that doesn't actually make sense for you to be a couple hundred miles from Japan. I just thought it was really funny. Another song that I loved was by Lauv, Lauv.
Ooh, I love them.
Him, I think it's singular, one guy, right?
Yeah, it's one guy.
I love him.
And his song that he did with Julia Michaels.
I know what you're talking about. What is? Remind me the name of that song.
There's No Way.
Yes. Yes.
Is that what it's called? But there's no way that it's not going back. Yeah, there's no
Matt
way.
Matt listened to that song a lot.
A lot is a stretch because it's not in, it's not in my top 25 listens of 2018.
All right. Also, Vices by John Splithoff. Loved that.
Okay, Ash, what was the song you sang with John Splithoff?
Which one?
The
Show Me?
Yes. That is one of my favorite songs of 2018 that I would like literally listen to it and then play it again because I was sad it was over.
Oh, one of my favorite songs of 2018. Did this come out in 2018? Evergreen by Yeba.
You guys
probably don't know that. Yeah, it's like an R&B. Don't even get me started on my R&B stuff because I will go off for days. Also, Leon Bridges, Bad Bad News, and oh, is it Shy? And oh my gosh, that whole album. Shoot, he's in like that. I listen to that album a lot too. But wow, guys, so many songs, so many great songs. Also, Dan and Shay's song Tequila is an excellent song.
That wasn't my favorite from the album.
Yeah, same. I liked Island Time.
And I didn't like that one either.
What?
That. When I taste tequila, the melody is so good.
It's Speechless.
Oh, the most. The melody on Girl, I Wanna Be Lucky to Love at Night. I loved that one too.
That one's good.
Speechless is great. I also loved.
Say Something.
Justin
Timberlake.
Yes!
Matt wasn't into it, but that was top song that I listened to, tied with a Charlie Puth one.
Also, Morning Light with Alicia Keys, I loved.
Coming back to JT, I don't think you guys agree with me, but I think The Hard Stuff is one of the best songs from that album.
Give me the hard stuff.
I'm not going to lie, I really, it didn't hit me at first, but I thoroughly enjoy Filthy. I really do. I think it's one of my favorites off the album.
Who's getting a text? Ashley?
Yeah, it's sorry. That's me. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But who the heck is texting you at almost midnight?
No, they're FaceTiming me. It's my idol friends.
Oh, that's nice.
FaceTime all the time.
Yeah. Premiering March 3rd, right?
Premiering March 3rd, 2019.
Ashley Hess, look out.
TV near you.
Ashley and I particularly need to have a little moment for Alan Stone releasing some new music in 2018.
Oh, let's definitely go there. Brown-Eyed Lover.
Brown-Eyed Lover.
Can we just...
And that? I think we both got to see him before that live this year, yeah?
Yes.
You saw him?
Yes.
Fan-freaking-tastic.
Also, not to be that person, but also 100% to be that person, I covered one of his songs on my Instagram, and he commented on it.
And heck yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. It was a great day. There's another song from Man of the Woods that I wanted to...
He had a couple collaborations. Was it one of those?
Because I liked Morning Light with...
Alicia Keys.
Okay, I liked that one. I'm trying to... Let me look up the... Yeah, I listened to that one, but it wasn't my favorite.
Which one?
That album, Man of the Woods.
Oh, yeah, I know. You Deserve Better, James Arthur.
You deserve better than me.
I don't know if I've added any of these songs to my library. I'm willing to try them again, but
this song. I need to see when this song was released, because if this was released in 2018, I listened to this song a lot. I don't think it was, though.
What is it? Who is it? And who and what and why and where?
It's called This City by Sam Fisher.
Who is Sam Fisher? What genre are we talking here?
He's like R&B pop guy.
Huh. I'd like you to share that in our chain.
I would be delighted. Sam Fisher, when did you release it? He did. He released it in 2018, and that song is amazing. It's about the chorus says, the city's going to break my heart, the city's going to love me and leave me alone. And he's talking about L.A. and just how hard it is to make it in that city, how he loves it, but then it's like lonely and hard to try and make it in that city as a creative. And I relate to that on a spiritual level. So I loved it. I need to go through like my playlist and see like what did I listen to a lot.
As you're doing that, I'm curious.
Lemon Stella released some stuff this year that I really liked, and also Billie Eilish.
What about, while you're looking at that playlist, I just can't help but think of Justin Timberlake's album. And for me, that was, I think, the most disappointing album of the year for me. And maybe my expectations were out of whack. You know, a lot of time I think about, I got to attribute this quote, but there's this quote that I love. Sarah's heard this a million times. Can you quote the quote that I'm about to say?
I don't know where you're going with this. Oh, yeah. The biggest, it's something about your most biggest disappointments are from false expectations or
close.
Something.
It's all frustrations come from failed expectations.
There you go.
That's the quote. And maybe my expectations were too high for that album because it was coming off.
Okay, but what are you supposed to expect after he released 2020?
You're right.
Are you kidding me?
I agree.
That album was a revelation.
It really was. Both parts. Parts one and two. Good.
And I was just praying.
And
to
I
that
didn't
again.
Even care that they were 30 minutes long per song. I still didn't want them to end.
I know. In particular, part one was just unreal.
Unbelievable. From the first Pusher Love Girl, are you kidding me?
I know. That was spectacular.
That album honestly changed my life. And that's so dramatic, but I will stand by that.
Ashley showed me mirrors for the first time, and I can like very clearly remember the exact moment where we were, what was happening.
I think this is hot takey, but I think that Man of the Woods is his worst album that he's ever released.
What about Justified?
Justified had some hits, man.
That is true.
Lots of hits from Justified.
Can we get to the concert?
No. We're talking about disappointing album of the year.
Disappointing? Okay, well, I have one.
Okay.
My love for John McLaughlin goes deep.
Wow, you're right, it does.
But...
Like, you about to roast on your boy right now?
No, I'm not. And it wasn't a terrible album. There are songs from it that I liked, but I didn't have any songs from it that I loved as much as... Other albums of his, I can listen to the whole thing all the way through. This one, I'm just like, eh. And I still love him, and I will support him.
Hey, I still love Justin Timberlake, but I don't have a problem saying Man of the Woods was mediocre at best.
But yeah, I will say I was disappointed. It didn't live up to what I wanted to. And there's some albums coming out in 2019. I'm scared are going to let me down, but I won't go there.
Yeah, this is 2018-centric.
Sorry.
See if you play.
Yeah, I wanted to love Justin Timberlake's album more than I did.
Yeah. But what about, would you also classify that as your kind of biggest letdown of the year?
Probably.
I know. But the expectations were sky high for that thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is I don't think it was necessarily, like, I can still appreciate the amazing parts of the album. Like, it had moments.
Yes, it did.
It had moments for sure. And then especially after seeing him on tour, I was like, okay, the man can do no wrong. But the album I just love. What?
Sarah wants to talk about concerts. All right, Sarah, what was your favorite concert you saw of 2018?
Justin Timberlake, hands down.
But is that because of the concert or because of the crazy experience?
I think it's both. I definitely think even if I was sitting, so we have to first explain, we got to be on the floor touching Justin for this experience. All three of us.
I didn't touch Justin. I just want that to be very clear. I didn't, no touching.
Okay, well, actually, let me clarify. I was not touching him.
I was just trying to hang on for dear life. That was like my 24 hours after having elbow surgery.
It was. But I think if I had been up in the stands, I still think that nothing else I saw this year topped it. Yeah, Justin Timberlake, I had loved him since his ramen hair days. And so that was like my 27-year-old self and my 13-year-old self. Every age of Ashley was freaking out in that moment. Also, Sarah's not going to like this. I saw Taylor Swift this year and it was unbelievable.
No, I know she puts on a great show. We don't need to tell the fans.
Yeah, we do. I actually secretly, low key, as they like to say, I want to watch the documentary of the tour.
Oh, I high key want to watch the documentary, and I went to her concert already.
And where does Sarah fall into that? Medium key?
I would watch it. Here's the thing. Does Taylor Swift put on a good show? Does she have some amazing songwriting skills? Absolutely. There's no way I'm going to deny that. I don't feel the draw to her music that most of the world seems to, and it's not like me trying to be against the grain or something. I think it's off brand for me to not like Taylor Swift, but I just don't love her. Her last album, did that come out in 2018?
No, it was 2017.
Oh. Well, I added one song from it. Only Dress. One. Dress. That's the only one I liked. I tried.
Her last album wasn't her best, but how much of that tour was her, what's the musical term? Anthology, is that right? Or
wait, what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say how much of her tour included all of her music versus focusing on the Reputation album.
It was like 85% Reputation. That's high.
That's very high. I don't like that.
But listen, 85% was like 2 hours, 2.5 hours, probably like, I would say like 2 hours, and then like 30 minutes was other stuff. So like the show was so long. No, she probably performed for like 2 hours. So it was probably like an hour. I would say she probably performed like, okay, maybe 75%, because she has so many hits that like, how can you play all of them in one concert? Like,
yeah, that's why you're right.
Catered to that tour. Like literally if she played just a show of all of her hits, it would be
the tour would sell out. Yeah.
She would open for herself with every album would be like the opener. She's like, this is Love Story Taylor Swift. This is Red Taylor Swift. Yeah. This is, yeah. So also this is random, but Shoshana Bean, who is like a jazz theater, R&B, pop, musical queen, released a jazz album this year, and a song from there was probably one of my top favorites of the year, and it's called All to Me. And it's a ballad, but it is amazing. I'm also biased because I got to sing background vocals for her on that song, and I cried after because it was an experience, but it is an incredible song, so I'm adding that to my list. But sorry, back to concerts. Matt,
what was your turn?
I don't know. I'm torn between a few. I did really enjoy the Justin Timberlake concert, but I had the unique privilege of going to his final show of 2020 tour. And I have to say that concert was better than the Man of the Woods tour. The 2020 tour.
No one's saying that.
Because I've experienced that, it's hard for me to say that, you know, the second time I saw him, which wasn't as good as the first time. I just can't go there. So I might have to say, oh, man. Maybe John Mayer for the Vivint corporate party. That was,
I'm so jealous.
That was phenomenal. I think we got a little different flavor that night than we normally do because of the type of concert that it was.
I was very pleasantly surprised.
My favorite moment in all of my concerts, it wasn't my favorite concert, but my favorite moment was there was a little melody in the Owl City tour of some songs from his first and most popular album. There was probably like three songs mashed into one that were some of my favorite songs. So that was probably my favorite tour moment. But I don't know. It was great. I'm gonna play
you my favorite tour moment. I hope you can hear this.
Okay.
That was me screaming when Justin Timberlake walked out.
You couldn't hear it.
You can't hear this?
No.
Hold on. What a tragedy. I don't know. Maybe you can record it. You can't tell if I'm getting shot, if I'm dying, if I'm happy. You don't know.
While we're talking about concerts this year, I have to give a shout out to mine and Ashley's one true love.
Andy Grammer.
It was great. A great show.
It was.
Great. Matt, show. Your first experience with Andy Grammer?
Was it my first experience with Andy Grammer?
Yes.
I think that it was. Yeah, I had a great time. I really, you know, something that happens from time to time, and I don't know if you guys have ever had this experience where the album had been out for a while. I knew that Sarah loved Andy Grammer, so I listened to it. There were a few songs I liked, but after the concert, I went back and probably added 3 or 4 songs because...
It brings the song to life in a new way.
Yes. For me, it was specifically 85. It was like I almost borderline had a spiritual moment in that song at the concert, where it was like he told this little story about this friend who's struggling, but he's making improvement. Maybe I'm thinking of a different song. Maybe it's not 85.
No, that's 85. I don't want to be 85 singing.
Yeah, so I was just like, what a great message, you know, just to kind of remember that, you know, if you're improving, that's great. You know, everyone wants to be, everyone wants to be perfect, and we're probably not going to be in this life. And that was just a nice reminder that, hey, if you're improving, that's great. You know, so
that's one thing I love about Andy Grammer is that he can write in a way that's so real and like optimistic and uplifting. That's not cheesy, but that's super relatable. That's such a hard style to write and not sound like a children's artist
that you're like, and he just keeps getting better at it.
Yes, so true.
Yeah, that was a good tour year, but what about you? So it was Taylor Swift for you, right?
Justin Timberlake, Taylor Swift, Alan Stone, phenomenal. His band is incredible.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I got to give – we should – honorable mention, that little tour with Alan Stone and Andrew McMahon. That was – it wasn't my favorite concert of the year, but props to them for shaking up how they did it. I thought that was really unique.
It was. And it was entertaining.
Tell the people what it is because they probably have no idea what we're talking about.
So basically, it's Andrew McMahon and friends. So he invited people and he had – the whole stage was set up like it was his living room. And, like, so we had, like, a piano in there. Like, everything set up. Like, it was a living room with, like, bookshelves and windows and, like, a fireplace and a couch. And then, like, the doorbell would ring and, like, in would come a new artist. Like, it was just – so it was supposed to be, like, you're sitting in his living room. But it was really cool and really fun.
He started it by playing Mr. Rogers and, like, taking off –
what a guy.
Or putting on his sweater and his sneaks. It was great.
Also, I have to add one to my tour. Tori Kelly.
Oh.
Her Hiding Place, it was for the Hiding Place album, which is another one of my favorites, which I'm going to be completely honest. When I first heard it, I loved it, but I loved it 1,000 times more after seeing her perform it live. It was literally a spiritual experience.
Well, it's a gospel album.
Yes. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, as far as, like, best experience that I had at like a concert, like overall experience, like Justin Timberlake and Taylor Swift, like the whole production was insane, but like feeling wise and like vocally, Tori Kelly, I will never see an artist live that will top Tori Kelly in my opinion. Vocally, she is not human. I don't understand. It was incredible. Yeah. Okay, Go for it.
Throw me back to being 13 years old, but seeing Jesse McCartney this year
was a highlight. Okay, I can't hate too much because Jesse McCartney was a co-writer on Bleeding Love, and that song is incredible.
Yes, and he's Brian coming Cole. Out with, he played some new music, and I'm actually disappointed because the of all the new songs he played, his single is the one I liked the least. So I'm excited for some new music this year from that album, but it was genuinely good stuff.
I am freaking out. Sorry. The Lakers are in a thriller with 1 minute to go. So this has nothing to do with music, but this has nothing to do with music, but I can't believe we're even in this position. Less than 60 seconds. The Lakers are up one against Oklahoma. Woo. All right. Back to music.
OKC. Woof.
I can't stand OKC. Sarah's very aware that OKC is a swear word in this house.
Aware.
Oh, Lonzo.
Russell Westbrook, how do you feel about him?
He hates Westbrook.
He looks like Petrie from Land Before Time to me.
Who's? I haven't seen Land Before Time in so long, I can't even.
Petrie!
All right, let's wrap up the 2018 pod with a couple of rapid-fire things. So, what was, like, your most sing-along? Like, what's the one song that you would just sing often in the car all the time? What comes to mind? Because for me,
Side Effects by the Chainsmokers.
That was a great song. That wasn't a great album, but that was a great song.
Not a great album. Really great song. Which Matt and I had this argument about. Ashley, I'll ask you this. You know the rap portion of that song? What song is that?
Side Effects?
Here, I'll play it. Are the Lakers winning, Matt? Because you're freaking out over here. This part. Okay. Is that a dude or a chick?
I don't... A girl.
Yes, that's what I said.
I don't know.
It was both. Honestly, there's no wrong answer.
I don't really even know that song. This is a sucky thing about me. Everyone is like, oh my gosh, you're a musician. What's your favorite stuff? I'm like, I don't listen to radio stuff. I don't listen to like top 40. I rarely listen to that.
I honestly don't even know where I heard this song. Like, if it, I don't listen on the radio either. But anyways, that part, Matt and I had a heated debate driving home from the mall one night on if that was a girl or a guy. Turns out it's a girl and a guy, but surprise, we're both right. But anyways, go ahead. I'm someone else's turn.
I got one. Freaking Out by Arizona. I loved that song. Arizona had a killer debut album, and they released like a little EP, and they had the song Freaking Out. Love it.
How did you guys feel about This Is America?
One of my friends is obsessed with that song. I wasn't one of them.
I wasn't either.
Do you love
it? I respect it a lot.
What do you... Okay,
also,
why?
How do you feel about In My Feelings?
Break it down for us.
How did we not talk about this one? In My Feelings? How did we not talk about that?
What is In My Feelings?
Kiki, do you love me?
Oh, Drake.
Come on, guys.
I've just never been like, I'm just not a Drake person. And that's not to say that I dislike him. I just, it's not what I go to when I'm wanting to jam. I think that's pissed. I think
an artist that I was pleasantly surprised with this year, actually, that I saw on tour was Camila Cabello.
Yes, she had a couple nice songs on that album.
So Havana and then Never Be the Same. Also, her song Consequences is great.
Never Be the Same, I enjoyed.
It's you, babe. That's when I sing a lot. I always catch myself singing The Middle, though.
Yeah.
So The Middle? Yeah. The Middle is fantastic. All right. Any other final comments from 2018 music?
My favorite musical moment of 2018.
Yes.
Was John Mayer's New Light video.
That Ashley said
was to a T. Legendary. I was crying. I watched that at work by myself, and I was crying at my desk, laughing so hard. It was incredible. What a guy. What a guy.
Sarah, okay. Do you have any final comments on 2018?
I don't think so, other than it really wasn't my favorite year ever.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to some smoking hot tracks in 2019. What are you looking forward the most? And what are you looking forward to the most in 2019? Mariana Trench's new album. Ooh, they're coming on tour in May. And I'm going. And you know how I feel about Mariana Trench. And I'm probably very alone in this, but that's how I feel.
You? All right. Yeah, you.
I feel like music is shifting a lot, and I'm really curious to see what the trends are this year. I'm really curious to see what is happening. My phone is blowing up right now, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm just really curious to see, because I feel like there's a lot of artists coming out that I wouldn't expect to be super successful, and they're just killing it. So, artists or albums, I don't even know. This is another thing. I don't know what's coming out until it's coming out. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
You're right.
I don't have, like, this is who I'm excited to hear from this year. Parachute's coming out with a new album, too. Parachute. I'm most looking forward to, I'm hoping that she goes by her, H-O-E-M-R. I am obsessed with her.
Pun intended. People are feeling her.
I listen to her probably the most out of any other artist right now. So I'm excited and hopeful that she'll release something. What about you, Matt?
Matthew?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think. Matthew? There's been some rumors of a potential Coldplay album for later in the year. So I don't think that's going to happen, but if it did, that would be highest on my list. And today there was a tweet from the Chainsmokers who said they collaborated on a track with Blink-182. So for me, I would like to hear that. Blink-182 and Chainsmokers, that could be interesting. Chainsmokers are at their best when they collaborate. Hands
That's
down.
Always, yeah, real.
Well, right. This has been a pleasure. Ashley, sleep well. We know you're on the East Coast.
Thank you.
And yeah, thank you for coming on, friends.
Thanks for having me, guys. Best of luck to your Lakers.
Thank
you. Last final
it's overtime now, so this is ending at just the right time. Lonzo committed a boneheaded foul with 5 seconds left. Shocker. It's very controversial, so.
Well, best of luck to you, Lakers, but more luck to the Warriors.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks.
Good night, friends. See ya.